That's where she's going.
They don't want it.
This is my personal opinion. I've kind of connected the dots. We have to have a Senate to have an impeachment hearing. We have to have an impeachment hearing to put to the public the election fraud. Once the people hear the election fraud, they don't need to hear the rest of the stuff that I'm going to tell you tonight. They have to know about the election fraud to accept Trump back as their president. That's the bottom line. That's the easiest way to do it.
You know, Marlene, that's very interesting because Trump just had a change in attorneys. A couple of them left because they didn't want to deal with the election fraud and impeachment. So he brought in a couple guys who are going to.
Well, that's what CNN says.
Yes. That's true.
Well, that's what CNN says.
Yeah, I don't know.
They were threatened. I'll tell you the truth. Those two attorneys were threatened. Mm-hmm. Some of us can take it, some of us can't.
Yeah.
Some of us don't care.
What if they just dropped the impeachment at the last minute and so they didn't have to hear all this?
That won't happen.
Really?
Won't happen.
How do you know that?
Because it's a facade they're putting out,
yeah.
And the media is on their side.
The
media, I'm going to tell you right now, I have not watched one mainstream media anything since before Trump was elected the first time. Mm-hmm. I have not watched any CNN, ABC, NBC,
no.
Any of that crap. I have not watched any of it. I don't pay attention to it. I don't turn it on my TV. I get a little bit, because I'm on Facebook, I do get a little bit of it comes to my feed. There's not one piece of truth. I think there might have been a decade ago, there might have been a thing here and there was true. There isn't anything out there right now that you can actually believe. Take it off your TV, take it off your list.
Mm-hmm.
Including Fox. I haven't watched Fox either. Go ahead.
So the swamp went much deeper than they really thought, didn't it? I mean, when they started getting this really is...
Oh, this
is worse than we can even imagine, right?
This is so deep worldwide that even I thought I was pretty learned, you know, it's just disgusting. Well, the things that go on are disgusting.
Is it mostly about human trafficking?
Pardon me?
Is it mostly about human trafficking?
The election fraud really was about human trafficking because they had to elect somebody that was going to protect them, right? They wanted that person in office to protect them. It was all about protecting them. And in the New World Order, you can Google 2020. Let me see what they called it. Bill Gates was behind it. Bill and Melinda Gates. And it was called Project 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a Project 2030.
Yeah.
You can Google it. You can find it yourself. Don't Google it. Go DuckDuckGo.
Agenda. It's called Agenda.
It's Agenda. It's out there. You can read it. It's disgusting where this country would be without Jesus and the Republicans right now, the conservatives, for the next 10 years. That would be terrible. Go ahead.
So we're unearthing all this here in the States. Is this the U.S.?
We have four. There's four leaders nationwide that are not, or country or worldwide that are not connected to what I call the cabal, right? The cabal meaning the New World Order, and the leader of the New World Order is Lucifer. Lucifer. That's it. Satan is the head of the New World Order. There's no human being up there. It is Lucifer that has the New World Order and has been the New World Order. That's been around for decades and decades. We just haven't heard about it. Okay?
What are the four countries?
The four leaders. You're gonna die when you hear the four leaders because they're totally, you will never guess them. First one obviously is Putin.
Yep.
That's what I said.
Nope. No. Sorry, not even close.
Xi
from who's from China.
Yep.
Muti from India.
Yeah.
And our very own Donald Trump.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Not the Saudis, huh?
Xi.
You
Xi.
I
had
that
Xi.
Xi and
Putin. Xi, Putin, Muti, and Donald Trump are the four people that are going to take down the Chinese communist country.
Is it me?
You
said I was not against this cabal.
Pardon me.
Is it for moral reasons or for military? power reasons?
I didn't hear the first part of your question, I'm sorry.
Are they against the cabal because of power reasons or moral reasons or a mix?
It's a mix, okay? Because first off, the cabal, which is the New World Order, are all Satan worshipers, right?
Right.
So anybody, over the years, it's developed into a system that if you have money and you want to rise to power, you cannot do that without becoming a worshiper of Lucifer and belong to this group. Well, in order to become a worshiper of Lucifer, you have to do all the absolutely disgustingly crazy things with the child sex trafficking. And it's not, you know, when you talk about child sex trafficking, what comes to mind is, I'm gonna just be brief with this because it's disgusting. So what comes to mind is that you have sex with a child, right? Which is a disgusting thing in itself. That's not what they do. They have sex with these children, but their big thing is this adrenochrome, okay? Adrenochrome is something that you drink. So all these movie stars are involved because for all these years we thought they had a million plastic surgeries to stay looking young. They don't have plastic surgeries. They drink this adrenochrome. And they figured out it was a process that was created and fine-tuned in China decades ago. And they've been doing this for decades. This isn't something brand new. It's just rose to the level of insanity now, right? So what they do is they torture children till their adrenaline, because adrenaline is produced from your pituitary and your pineal gland, right? And then they torture them till they can harvest this adrenaline from them. And then they know how many times, they figured out how many times they could do this over the span of this child's useful life, I should say. And then they kill them. I mean, it's just so simple. So they've got this whole, they have this whole like adrenochrome like factory or whatever you want to call it, or system that they have, and it's very expensive. Only the elites can afford this, whatever it is. I don't have any idea how much money it is. Don't care. But could be. I don't care what it is, but whatever it is, you know. So that's what they do. That, and so to torture these children is absolutely disgusting. I have seen the pictures. You don't need to see them.
Oh my God.
It is absolutely the most disgusting thing. The disgusting people. So when anybody says that these people need to go to jail, they need to be executed. There isn't any one of them that should be able to walk this earth again.
So piggybacking off of that, is Anthony Weiner's laptop and the reported videos that are supposed to be on there true?
That's correct. Yeah. Hunter Biden's got the same thing on his.
And it did.
And so did Nancy Pelosi.
I was just going to say,
we stole hers. Yeah.
Wow. Did we get Nancy Pelosi?
We had Nancy Pelosi's. Okay. It was picked up by an operative and under a plainclothes operative for the military.
Yeah. The guy with the hoodie on. And,
that's correct.
Yep. Excellent. Yep. Do we have 200,000 sealed plus sealed indictments right now?
220.
220.
220.
Okay. When should we start to expect to see some?
Some people have already been. So some people have already been arrested. So here's a clue for you. You're not going to see this come to public for a bit. And I'm talking, I don't know if it's going to be 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month. You're not going to see this stuff come public. And here's why. Again, we're waiting for 60 million people to freaking wake up, right? Mm-hmm. So they don't start a civil war, so they don't. Mm-hmm. It's going to be hard enough in this country to work under the new system without worrying about 60 million people going berserk, right?
Yeah.
Because you're going to be able, the liberals are going to be walking down the street with their heads spinning. You know, they're not going to know which direction is up. You know, that's how crazy they're going to be. So you're not going to see this stuff for a minute. Let me just say this. Think of who you're not seeing. Think of who you're not seeing. Because remember before the election, between the election and the January the 6th, and between January the 6th and the inauguration, or almost the inauguration, think of all the rhetoric from all the politicians, including the AOC and her three comrades. Think of All the elites that said nasty stuff and was in the news every single day about Trump and all this stuff, and then about Trump and all the insurrection, and all, think of all those people had